This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. We'll pass top of the hour. One more hour today. And our guest is one of our sponsors and just a fantastic information source, Andy Gauss, who's an expert in money, constitutional history, constitutional money history, financial banking system. I mean, you could go on and on and on. His expertise. Of course, he is the runner of U.S. Gold Coins, usgoldcoins.com, 1-800-HOT-COINS, HOT COINS is the number. You can get all the gold and silver you ever wanted. You can get the CDs about the information. We can get a lot of people on this air that we trust. Well, there's not a lot. I should say there's not a lot of people that I could get on this air to talk about gold and silver that I trust. Andy is one of them. I know this industry. I know how they try to, the traps and how they try to trick you, how they try to get you into high premium things that they make a lot of money. And then when you go to resell them, you're like, wow, wait a minute. I thought I paid XYZ for them. Why are you giving me this? And that's part of the education process. In the commercial, as it says, they seek to educate you. Buying gold and silver, we want a good decision for you. If this is what you're interested in, we want you to be able to make the best decision. We're very happy to welcome back to the Power Hour, Andy Gauss. Andy, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I love your ISDN connection. I mean, you sound like you're sitting here right next to me.
I know. Isn't that the best? So I like it, too.
That's fantastic. Well, let's get to some current events. I got some questions that I'm going to ask you, historical, but let's get to the big events of the day. What is most on the financial sector's mind?
The incredible amounts of money that are being borrowed or necessary to be borrowed by both the Treasury and the general marketplace. So they're just a number that is startling. In 1 week since our last visit, the Treasury borrowed $350 billion in a single week. So it is at a pace that I've never seen in my nearly 40 years of doing this.
Well, if we're borrowing money, let's say, you know, we use this example. I think it was last time we were on or not. I don't remember. But let's say we got rid of all gold and silver certificates. We got rid of all this gold and silver coins out of circulation. Then the Federal Reserve is going to print these notes, and it's stamped right on there. And let's say they printed $1 million or whatever. It doesn't matter. They printed $1 million, and then they loan that to us at interest. It just makes sense. It makes sense. If they're charging interest, then we owe them like $1 million, you know, 50,000. But there's only $1 million in circulation. It becomes impossible to pay the debt.
Well, somebody doesn't pay.
100 years ago, 100 years ago, that didn't matter. But now it's like every month, every week, every day, as you're describing, this burden to support this debt weight is just becoming insurmountable.
Exactly. And we've reached the point of about 46%. So, you know, our debt service, I've talked about in the past that 77 cents of every tax dollar that we collect is necessary just to service the existing debt. So that only leaves 23 cents for everything else. And, you know, if we don't increase our revenue to the Treasury in rather short order, we're going to find ourselves running $1.5 trillion deficit per year. And it's just a scary prospect.
Well, the CBO just came out with a report, and they estimate exactly what you just said. Over the next 10 years, they're estimating a trillion-plus year deficit, a trillion-plus every year deficit.
And, well, you know,
mirroring what you're saying.
And Donald Trump
what
was
happens?
First choice, but it's I didn't doubt that he would do exactly what every previous president has done, and that is double the national debt. So when he came into office, we were at $20 trillion. When Donald Trump leaves office, our national debt will be at $40 trillion. And there's really not much that he can do. So batten down the hatches, folks.
Can you explain when the United States borrows $350 billion, what are we talking about? What's the mechanics of that?
Well, essentially, the Treasury issues IOU $350 billion on a piece of paper, and they give it to one of their primary market makers. There's 23 of them now. They just added one more. So these primary market makers are curiously the same people, same entities that own the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And so each of them, imagine that, right? So they get first pick, if you will. And so the Treasury says, all right, we need $350 billion. It writes a bond. So one of these big outfits, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, any one or combination of them, takes the $350 billion in. And they take the money out of our checking account. So if you have an account with one of these banks, that's where the money comes from initially. So they hand that money over to the Treasury, and the Treasury hands them the bond, and then they walk the bond over to the Federal Reserve discount window where they're allowed to borrow 100% of what they just paid. So it's really a circle with the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, and the financing of the national debt occurs with money out of your, out of individuals' checking accounts without their knowledge.
Now, you sell, obviously, gold and silver coins. You've been in the business. You're an expert historically. And, ladies and gentlemen, I mean an expert. And you'll see that later as we get into some things historically in America. We don't spend a lot of time talking about gold and silver on the show. Let's spend some time today. We got about, 6 or 7 minutes for this break. Let's spend some real time talking about silver and gold coins, choices people can make. Say I'm listening at home. I'm interested in what you're saying. I want to buy some gold and silver. What would you tell me? Where should I start?
Well, you start by learning what the heck they are. The nation issued gold coins and silver coins from 1792 to 1933. And that was our money. Paper notes could be issued, but they had to be redeemable in something. So if a bank issued a $20 bill, it's a bill of exchange, they would redeem it for a $20 gold piece if you came back to the bank with a $20 bill. So it's always been a part of our monetary form. In fact, the Constitution was real specific when it said that no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt. Now, where would an individual start? Well, learn the various types of coins that are available. That would be a start. And then learn the difference between a numismatic coin and a semi-numismatic coin. So a numismatic coin is one that the bulk of its value comes from its rarity, and a semi-numismatic coin, the bulk of its value comes from the gold or silver content in that coin. So when the majority of the money of a coin, like a, let's say an 1885 silver dollar, it carries almost an ounce of silver with it, it's worth $23. So the silver value makes up the majority of that coin's value. You compare that with an 1889 Carson City silver dollar, which would trade for $40,000, and you can see that the majority of the value in that coin is in the numismatic or collector value because there's so few of them. So start there, learn the difference, and that audio CD that we send your listeners, Protecting Your Wealth, that walks you through each of the pitfalls in acquiring U.S. coins. And if you address all three, the first, of course, being that question, the second being the price, and the third being the physical possession, if you address all three of those, then the odds of you losing money to coins are greatly diminished. The most loss that you might take would be if you lose the coin. Other than that, if you can keep it in your possession and protect it, you'll find a very decent track record and probably a better one moving forward.
As we've talked here for, 10 minutes or so, we've been on the air. We talked about the money and the borrowing and the debt, and then I immediately went into the coins. For those of us who are listening, maybe not be able to put the two together, explain why that those coins become the solution to the first part, the debt. Why is it so important to hold something tangible like gold and silver when you have this massive debt that just keeps spiraling?
Okay, well, I hate to put it in such blunt terms, but the money that you use every day is not the money of the Constitution. It's the money of a private bank. So if you pull a note, any kind of a note out of your wallet and look at the heading, you'll see it says on it, Federal Reserve Note. The Federal Reserve banks are private corporations that issue our money under contract. And like any other private company, they can get too big for their britches. And when their debt overwhelms their balance sheet, what do? Well, they have an option that other businesses don't have, and that is their ability to create money. And so at any given time, the Federal Reserve can simply add more money to circulation. And if they owe $1 trillion and print $1 trillion to pay it off, then money, as we think of it, becomes worth less. Not worthless, but worth less. So the dollar, if you will, at the beginning of last year was at 104 on the dollar index, measuring it. It ended the year at 90, 92, I think. So right away, you can see that the dollar at the end of the year was worth at 10% less than it was at the beginning of the year. Now imagine how much the Federal Reserve can do of that, and understand that the more of that they do, the less your dollars are worth, but the more your gold and silver coins are worth. So that's why they protect your wealth, because every time the Federal Reserve issues more money, it takes more of that money to buy your gold and silver coins. That's what we count on.
I know that a lot of people listening, who especially have experience or are astute in this, okay, let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Mm-hmm.
The silver prices, especially silver, has stayed really low even as the debt has spiraled out of control.
That's right.
They don't seem to be tied exactly together. Are the silver prices manipulated? Why would I have confidence that the silver coin is going to be the answer to the inflation?
Well, the silver prices are suppressed, as are the gold prices. They're suppressed by those that manage that market. And you know, you've always been able to trade silver and gold coins for food or money, even in the worst economic times, like in the Great Depression, when you couldn't sell a piece of property. Unless you gave it away. You couldn't sell stocks. You couldn't sell bonds. About the only thing that was liquid were art, antiques, and collectibles. And every night, Christie's Auction House would go well into the night, selling off the real property of those who had been wealthy but suddenly found themselves broke. And coins, one of the very few things that you could easily sell, even in the worst economic times. You fast forward 50 years, we have a rampant inflation under Jimmy Carter, 77 to 80, where the average coin went up 900% during that period. That was a period of heavy inflation and high interest rates, but yet coins were worth more than any other collectible. So they really get you through these times of mismanagement at the federal level. Whether it's a depression or an inflation, you're covered on both ends by having gold and silver coins in your portfolio.
There's the music for the break. That's a great explanation, Andy. That's fantastic. On the other side, let's talk about Syria. Bombs cost money. And where do they get the money? You know, you can only guess that. We'll talk about bombs and other things important. Stay tuned. You're listening to Power Hour. This is Andy Gauss. We're talking to you from usgoldcoins.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's nothing quite like, I don't know if you've experienced this, ladies and gentlemen, but there's nothing quite like a roll of silver dollars in your hand that you take out of the tube and you put in your hands and you feel them. It's a sense of tangibleness. It's a sense of history. It's a sense of, I don't know, it's indescribable. There's nothing quite like it. And I hope that listeners, if you're thinking about this, that you venture there, because it's such a cool independent feeling. Independence in your hand. And one of the problems, obviously, is this Federal Reserve System, the IMF. The global banks operate on the same system. Now, we heard over the last, was it about 10 years ago now, Iceland, they were having the same kind of troubles, the bailouts, the bail-ins, what have you. And we heard rumors that they did some accounting and they said, this debt's not ours, this is made up banker nonsense, and we're not paying it. I mean, what is the truth about what happened? What did Iceland really do, and why can't we do that in America, Andy?
Well, we can. That's the thing. You know, when you look at the money in your wallet again, you'll notice that it's a Federal Reserve note. And if you break out Black's Law Dictionary, what is a note? Well, it does not embrace money. A note is an IOU. Somebody owes you money. Who owes you money? In this case, the Federal Reserve Bank. And that's not the federal government, is it? It's the Federal Reserve Bank. So in the case of Iceland, they realized that the private banks were effectively monopolizing the issue of money in their country, as these things have done all over the world. For the last, since the founding of the Federal Reserve in 1913, we sort of exported it from there through World War I and then World War II. We pretty much converted all the banking systems of the world to the idea of a privately owned fractional reserve bank. And just a handful of countries held out, most notably countries like Libya, North Korea, Syria. So, you know, the central banks of these countries were not aligned with the other central banks of the world, who I lovingly refer to as the boys. You know, the boys. So the boys typically are the ones that finance both sides of an election, as the Rothschilds did, the founders, really the leaders in the central banking world for 500 years. They financed both sides of a conflict with the understanding that the winner would make the loser pay their debts. In the case of Iceland, they had really created such a circumstance where the banks had issued debt 11 times the gross domestic product of Iceland. So it was such a big number. I think you had the top three banks, 15 trillion corona. There was just no way to pay it. So the federal government essentially arrested the banks and put the, or threatened to put the owners, directors of the banks in jail. They fled the country and sort of left the banking system in the hands of Iceland's government, who only paid domestic depositors. So if you were a person living in Iceland who had money in the bank, they paid you. But if you were a foreigner or another central bank, they didn't pay you at all. So their FDIC, if you will, discriminated between people that lived in the country and people that were outside of the country. The legislature passed emergency laws that effectively allowed the takeover of all banks in the country. All of the banks were taken over. So I've said many times, the way that we could get out of our problems would be to take a contingent of Marines, surround the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and just tell everyone in there, you're now government employees. This bank belongs to us. Then at least the interest that the banks earned would run back into the Treasury of the United States. We don't have the political will that Iceland has, because our dollar is supposed to be the currency of the world. But there were more than 500,000 depositors outside of Iceland who lost every bit of their money when the banks went bust. And the only people that the Iceland government bailed out were Iceland citizens. So Federal Reserve is no different. The government could take over the Federal Reserve and said, if you're an American citizen and you have money in one of these banks, we'll give it back to you. But if you're a foreigner and you had deposits in these banks, and you're another bank and you had deposits in these banks, you're done. We're not going to pay you. This, I doubt, would ever happen in the United States, but it certainly is an appealing solution as far as I'm concerned.
How did Iceland come up with the will to do such a thing? Obviously, I mean, it's almost unimaginable here in America. How did they come up with the will to do that?
Yeah, and I think it was because everyone in the country was in the same boat. You know, many times we have crises here in the United States. A financial crisis generally affects working people, or it affects Wall Street, but it doesn't really affect everyone. The Iceland crisis did.
And so the outrage by everyone was just like, we don't care, bury
right,
all.
Right, exactly.
We don't care.
Put them in jail, precisely.
Wow. Another break, short segment, long segment coming up. We'll get to those bombs, because Syria's talking, or there's talk more about Syria. You know, how convenient. We'll be back right after this break. You're listening to the Power Hour. Andy Gauss, U.S. Gold Coins.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Well, it's graduation season here in a month or so, and what do you get that graduate? What do you get your grandchildren or what have you? Well, what better than to get them a gold and silver coin? Get them some kind of silver coin. Get the free CDs from Andy Gow's information so they can learn what actual money is. You know you can't trust what's going on in the government schools to teach them anything about the Constitution. You can't trust them to do that. So if they're not going to learn it there, where are they going to learn it? Well, it's up to you. And there's nothing quite as cool as holding that silver coin and that history and what that means and the questions that will come up. Then you can hand them the CDs, the free information CDs, and they can, here, learn about this. You can learn about money and where it came from and what America used to be and the Constitution. I mean, imagine the impact you're going to make on that special person, that graduate, that young person, what have you, or older person for that matter. Imagine that. Great gifts. USGoldCoins.com, USGoldCoins.com, 1-800-468-2646.
1-800 Hot Coins, hot, like temperature, hot, Hot Coins. You can call them. Fantastic, our sponsor, Andy Gauss. We love having him on, and we love his products. We think, feel this is essential, and we're very proud to be able to offer his services to you. Please take advantage of him, if for nothing else than the information and the educational aspects. Of course, at thepowermall.com, that's what really funds us. And what we do here is we want you to be better. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be full of life and vim and vigor. We had Wayne Elliott talk about the Strauss Heart Drops. 10% off Strauss Heart Drops. 10% off. We know so many of you use them. Thousands upon thousands over the years have benefited from that and had their heart rejuvenated, their life given back to them, what time the pharmaceutical companies, etc., had taken from them. And that's what we're all about here. The iComplex CS, also 10% off. We have the CDs. If you want a different show, you can have a physical copy of a CD. Deborah Tavares is very popular. The American Solution episode is very popular. You can request those or any of the others that you want. Let us know, and we'll see if we can get it for you. The catalogs, if you need a catalog, they look fantastic. I'm sure they'll be a great resource for you. And we got a discount for people who get the to get the catalogs on their first use. So check that out with Jay at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Also, please don't forget these one sheets. It's just such a simple, powerful way for you to get into this fight. The Constitution, it's going to be held up. It's going to be supported because it's in your heart, our hearts. It's not about what Barack Obama's doing. It's not about what Donald Trump's doing. It's not about what Congress is doing. Are constitutional principles in your heart, in our homes, in our young people, are they or are they not? If they are, it will stand. And if they're not learning it at school or church or what have you, then where are they going to learn it? Where are you going to learn it? Things about vaccine, the Bill of Rights, guns. We're working on some other sheets as you suggest. Look, you suggest different topics. We'll make a one sheet. Simple. You don't have to argue with somebody. It's just about here. Here's something maybe interesting to you. Check that out. ThePowerHour.com. You can download. We have the Second Amendment sheet, the vaccine sheet, and the Bill of Rights right now. I think we're going to add some more in the future. And your suggestions would be welcome. Support at PowerHourNation.com. And, of course, thepowermall.com, Jay, one more time, the number 877-817-9829. Getting back to Andy, one of the heroes of our country, I feel, I mean, you tell me your perspective, you're an absolute expert, Andy, is Andrew Jackson, and probably little known hero, in my estimation, of what he did directly involving the banks. Can you talk a little bit about that time, the conflict, what he was able to accomplish, and how that affected America going forward?
Absolutely, yeah. My latest grandson is named Andrew Jackson Goss. And to me, he was indeed the greatest president in that he took on the banking monopoly and successfully defeated them. And that you think they gave Donald Trump a hard time, you should really study what they did to Andrew Jackson. So the way that the central banking system of the United States started, in 1792, Alexander Hamilton persuaded George Washington to sign an act to create the first bank of the United States, a central bank, that had a 20-year charter. Well, its charter expired in 1812. And naturally, Congress, having seen the depredations that this bank imposed on the people of the United States, wisely suspended their charter. Said, that's it. You know, we've had 20 years of this. That's all we can take.
That's enough.
Yeah. And curiously, Britain decides they're going to invade the United States. What was that about? Well, it was about the owners of the first Bank of the United States were all British. And that was the real wealth of the country. And so they sent the army to enforce their charter. And guess who fought him? General Andrew Jackson. There's a famous song. I forget. We took a little trip. The Battle of New Orleans. That's it.
In 1814,
So by 1814, the British had already sacked Washington, chased Dolly Madison away with the Constitution secreted in her undergarments. They really ransacked Washington, burned the White House. That's why it's a White House, because they burned it black, and we had to paint it white when we finally won control of it back. So unlike any other war in history where the victors totally vanquished the United States Army, and little and inefficient as it was at the time, sacked our capital, chased the entire Congress out of the city, and took it over, and then suddenly just decided to withdraw. What happened? Well, what happened was in 1814, we decided we'd had enough, and we granted a charter to the Second Bank of the United States. And with that, the British withdrew. But they decided that they were going to seize the port of New Orleans as a... They were going to seize the port of New Orleans as their payment, if you will. But they didn't count on Andrew Jackson, who knew full well what he was up against. And so he fought him and won. He chased the British out of New Orleans and kept that very valuable port for the United States. And the British claim, oh, we didn't know that the war was over. Nonsense. They knew. And they were doing this even though they knew as sort of our penalty. And the Brits deny that to this day. But all right, I said it. So here we have Andrew Jackson in 1812 defeating the British Army and putting the British back on their boats to England. And the Second Bank of the United States was already in place, so they really just left and didn't care too much about it. And for the next 20 years, they did exactly the same thing they did for the first 20 years. This central bank, owned by the same British investors, would create money and then buy up everything in sight. And by the time 1834 came around, their charter was up for renewal, 1832, and guess who the president was? It was Andrew Jackson. And when he vetoed it, he gave a veto statement that I just think resonates to this day. It's like, if the American people have the power to print paper money, then it was for them to use, not to be delegated to private banks. And these are the flaws in this system. And I revoke, void this charter. And so he vetoed the legislation that created the charter. And the banks did everything they could to make him look bad. They gave us the hard times. A depression like we've never seen. They withdrew money from circulation. They caused the breaking of a lot of banknotes. And so by 1836, we were in the midst of a depression. But the people didn't care. The central bank was abolished, and it never rose its ugly head again. We had a prosperous period, the most prosperous period in American history, from 1840 to the dawn of the Civil War in 1860. That 20-year period saw the railroads and every other improvement that you can think of in the United States, because money was freely available. Anyone could start a bank. Manufacturers started them. Farmers started them. Individuals got together and took their savings and loaned it to other individuals within their group. It was really free banking as we've never seen before in the United States. And that lasted right up till the dawn of the Civil War. With the Civil War, the federal government passed the National Bank Act. So you couldn't be a bank unless you were a national bank, and you couldn't become a national bank unless you were part of the club. So it was once again a monopoly attempt to take over. And the president at the time, of course, Abraham Lincoln, said, you know, I don't need to borrow your money, because this is what the banks were going to do. They said, oh, honest Abe, you want to fight a war? Hey, we'll loan you the money to fight it. Abe was famously quoted as saying, I have two armies, one in my front, one in my rear. The one in the rear was his bankers in New York. They wanted between 18% and 24% to loan the federal government money to finance the war. And Abe said, you know what? I'll just print my own money. And greenbacks were born. And so in that period, right to the end of the Civil War, and Abe made it very clear that when this war is over, this will be our money. It was the greatest blessing ever given to the American people, according to Abe, their own money for their own transactions. The first time since the founding of the Republic that the creation of money was laying with the government of the United States.
Oh, man. Boy, that was fantastic. Sorry about jumping in on the Battle of New Orleans. I'm going to come in on the intro music after the break, and I forgot. I didn't turn it down. Sorry about that. You got me excited talking about Andrew Jackson. Fantastic, Andy. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh boy, that's good. That is good. Old Hickory. Broadway didn't find any trouble to finance Hamilton. Of course, the guy who was instrumental in the first central bank, really a traitor to America. Why don't they have a play on Broadway called Jackson or or something like that?
That wouldn't be politically correct at all. That'd be like having a play called Trump, you know. Unless they were making fun of him, they wouldn't dare do it.
Well, I said we were going to talk about Syria, but this is so much more interesting and so much more important to me. Just briefly, Trump says he's going to back out of Syria. Why can't we get the troops out? Let's get them out. The next week, now all of a sudden there's another gassing. I mean, this is almost comical how obvious this is, Andy.
Absolutely. You know, I think they've overplayed their hands this time, although Americans have fallen for easier stuff. The reality is, if you don't see how obvious this is, the president says, as you say, hey, time to get our troops out of Syria, and all of a sudden now there's a chemical attack. Well, a suspected chemical attack. Well, maybe it was the Syrian government. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was a false flag operation by somebody who wanted to blame the Syrian government. Whatever. I don't think we belong in Syria defending Syrians. Let's bring our border back to bring our troops back to the United States and let them defend our border from invasion, because that's probably our biggest threat right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's have some sound financial backing. Let's get off these rocks. Let's get off this sand and have some bedrock here. Sound financial money. I'll make this last plea before you end the show, Andy. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in silver and gold at all, please support Andy. What a guy. I mean, I was just hypnotized by listening to him tell the story of Andrew Jackson, our money. We'll get back to that. 1-800-HOT-COINS, 468-2646. 1-800-468-2646 is the phone number to get some information, one, and coins, two. And he won't rip you off, and they won't steer you into something you're not looking for. Especially if you're a beginner, this is the guy you want to deal with. If you're experienced, this is the guy you want to deal with. Either way, he's an absolute expert. So I just really highly encourage all of you to fortify yourself. One way or another. Give them as gifts, one way or another. Share the CDs that he'll give you at the usgoldcoins.com. Andy, let's get back to the story. The money, old Honest Abe, was going to give us, or gave us, greenbacks. Yeah. Let's just continue where we were. That's fascinating.
Well, as soon as his new president, Johnson, took over, they quickly withdrew the greenbacks from circulation and left nothing but national bank notes. These national bank notes were, of course, privately owned, and they were the successor of the Second Bank of the United States and the precursor to the Federal Reserve System. So Abraham Lincoln, of course, was assassinated by a lone nut. And once he was gone, then his notes went with him. And then along came his ally, James Garfield. I don't know if you remember Garfield. He's sort of a forgotten president. But basically, he picked up where Abe left off. He said, okay, what we need is sound money and nationally issued money. And, of course, a lone nut silenced him by putting a bullet in him as well. Well, the war wasn't over. Along came William McKinley, 1901, wants to put the United States back on a gold standard, signs the Gold Standard Act. And guess what? Lone nut assassinated William McKinley. And by 1913, with the control of the elections firmly bought and paid for by a triumvirate that included the banks that owned, that later owned the Federal Reserve, we got Woodrow Wilson as our president. And Woodrow Wilson quickly signed the Federal Reserve Act, which was already in the can. And, of course, for the next 50 years, the Federal Reserve ran ramshot over this country, financing World War I and World War II and making mountains of cash from the nation's debt. And by 1960, we had a new president, John Kennedy, who wanted to put a man on the moon and give us the Great Society programs that Lyndon Johnson later put through. And how was he going to pay for all this? Well, John Kennedy said, that's no problem. I'll just print my own money, United States notes. And boy, a lone nut silenced that voice, and all talk of United States notes was forgotten. In fact, in 1964, the silver was taken out of our coins after Kennedy's assassination. Your silver certificates withdrawn from circulation. United States notes withdrawn from circulation. And the only money left Federal Reserve notes. And then from that day to this, look where we've gotten. In the last 60 years, we've grown so deeply in debt that, I mean, literally $21 trillion. If you took all the money in existence, everyone's checking account, everyone's bank account, everyone's savings account, and you put it in a pile and used it to pay the national debt, we would still owe $6 trillion. So it's more money than we can even imagine as a nation. It would take every penny that all of us have just to pay two-thirds of the nation's debt. And that's only the bonded debt. These so-called contingent liabilities that we don't even know about. Professor Lawrence Kolodkov of Boston University estimated that at around $60 trillion more dollars that we owe that they don't want to tell us about. So it is so much worse than our fathers, forefathers ever imagined it could be. And it's all because we've drifted away from the Constitution. What is money? And what is money? Well, it's 0.7734 ounces of silver. That's a dollar. A 1/20th of an ounce of gold. That's a dollar. Everything else is an IOU for a dollar. And holding IOUs, folks, is not a very good way to store your wealth. But yet, this is where the bulk of Americans' wealth is stored.
Let me correct me if I'm wrong here, and see, this is the political and the financial thing all in the same breath, really.
Mm-hmm.
What you just described, the system that's currently in dominant form here in the United States, this Federal Reserve System, from what you just described, it will not continue. There will be a point where it's going to collapse in on its own way. It cannot go in perpetuity. There's no,
that's right.
It's impossible.
Correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, and on the other side, what is the only thing that has endured these kind of things? What's the only thing that's endured?
Right.
Gold and silver.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, am I up in the night here? Am I sound like a lunatic here, Andy, or what?
Well, you sound like a lunatic. I mean, I have my silver tinfoil hat. That doesn't mean, you know, just because I'm paranoid, doesn't mean they're not out to get me. The reality is that as long as you have faith in the federal government, as long as you have faith in the world monetary system, you're fine. I don't have any faith. I have faith in gold and silver coin.
Well, and your independence. We want you to be independent. You know, that's America. The Declaration of Independence. How are you going to be independent? Well, food. Get some Numana food storage. Get some silver and gold. Some water filters from Numana, from the Power Mall. I mean, that's independent. That's basic independence. My favorite line from a movie ever is from the X-Files movie where Mulder says, if you think you're paranoid, you're not paranoid enough. I love that quote.
That's a great quote. And I got one for you. If your money is enslaved, so are you. If your money is a slave, so are you.
Ooh.
Yeah, so...
Oh, God. Boy, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Andy. Till next time. I just thoroughly enjoyed it, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you, too, man.
I'm gonna call you on the other side, Andy. I'm going to call you right back here.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.